This is Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
So I'm actually just off Newport High Street looking at a shop which is usually occupied by the council, but throughout June and July, I'm right, that it's being occupied by Experience 25, talk about the history of the Isle of Wight Festival. I'm here with Joe and with Connor. Hello to both of you.
Hello.
Hi there.
And this exhibition has been put up. It's running throughout the summer, but this is festival weekend. How did this come to be?
It came to be because John Giddings asked Brian Hinton at Dimbola, of which John Giddings is a trustee of Dimbola, how about we have an exhibition to the Isle of Wight Festival for the 20th anniversary, which was in 2022, of course. And then I don't know how I got asked or added into that mix, to be quite honest. I just recently said to Brian, did he want some help marketing, which is one of the things that I do. And I don't know how I got asked to be involved, but I did. And I thought, yeah, great. I love the Isle of Wight Festival. I really do. I mean, I missed the 1971. And I was gutted growing up as a teenager, thinking I missed the biggest music event ever. And then when it reopened, I was absolutely overjoyed. 2 years after I moved back here as well, amazingly. So, yeah.
Have you been to all of them since?
Yes, I have, yeah.
And this exhibition, it's open throughout, is it for the next 6 weeks or so?
Yes, next 6 weeks. We close on the 29th of July, which strangely is a Monday, but that will be our last day here. Yeah.
And it covers the history of the old festival, 68, 69, 70.
Yep.
But also you've got an enviable display of stuff from 2002 onwards. How has this all been put together? How has it been curated?
I was given the Isle of Wight Festival archive of photographs, basically, and myself and the girls at Dimbola, Alyssa and Emmy Lou, helped to choose the photographs that we were going to put in. The wall vinyls that we have behind the pictures were the idea of Dan Wavell, who works for the festival, and he just came up with these two for 2004 and 2005, and I thought I'm going to extend that through the whole exhibition. So we've got all the beautiful designs from different posters from different years behind the photographs. So I think it works really well because it makes it look really vibrant and alive, like the festival, really. So
yeah. So to paint a picture for the listener, you're coming off Newport High Street, you're met with lots of stuff from the 68, 69, 70 festivals, and you walk through and it goes through 2002's Rock Island and then through to the modern day festival as it is.
Yeah.
Connor, have you ever been to a festival? I imagine you have. Have you been in quite often in recent times?
I've been to the last three Isle of Wight festivals, and each time I've been, it's just been a magical experience, and I've absolutely loved it. Yeah. You know, I'm a musician myself. Yeah. I've managed to play the festival once, which was with Platform One, which was a lot of fun, you know. And yeah, it's just extremely fun, and every year makes a new memory, you know.
Are you going this year?
Indeed I am, yeah. I'm very much looking forward to it.
You'll be on site when this goes out, I imagine.
Probably.
Are you going as well, Joe?
Yes, I am, yeah. But I won't be able to go till the evening, probably, unless I get enough cover. We've got to have at least two people in here all over the festival weekend. I think we're going to be busy.
Yeah.
Right. So security-wise, we need to... we are looking for volunteers, by the way, if anyone would like to volunteer. Just come in and see me here. I'm here most mornings.
So is it 64 High Street, Newport?
64 High Street, Newport. It's Newport and Carisbrook Community Council offices.
On the Sunday, there's a film being shown in the Big Top.
There is.
Could you just tell a bit more about that?
Okay, that was also put together by Dan, and it's highlights from the Isle of Wight Festival from 2004 onwards. We've actually found footage from 2003 now, which I'm in the process of getting transferred, and... maybe some from 2002 will turn up, hopefully, and then we'll have the whole lot. But yeah, we've got highlights, two or three different acts from each year.
Wonderful.
And Dan's done a fantastic job putting them together, I have to say.
Excellent. One more question. A festival highlight over the last 20 years for each of you?
I did meet Brian May backstage.
Oh, that's quite cool. That's very cool.
Well, I didn't really talk to him very much, but he came over to the Fender... there was a silver Airstream, and he picked up a guitar and started playing. And I said, "Do you mind if I take a photograph?" Because I was at the next stand, and he said, "No, that's fine." And I took some photos of him while he played the guitar. It was the Isle of Wight Festival guitar, in fact, for that year, which was 2016. And then the press came a wave of press came across the field and he ran inside the airstream and played some different ones. No, he didn't actually. He came out and he's such a nice guy. He came out and spoke to them and said, "Where did you come from?" But yeah, that was quite a highlight, really.
That's amazing. Connor, yourself?
For me, my favourite highlight is, well, obviously playing. That was amazing. Being able to play at the Platform One stage. And it was the same year that I've seen so far my favourite act, which was watching Lewis Capaldi when he played the Isle of Wight Festival. It was absolutely incredible. I loved his set. Yeah. He's such an amazing performer. It was so funny as well. He was literally just like, you know, he wasn't up himself, you know. He was so down to earth. He didn't care. He was just singing his songs and having a great time, just like everyone else. And yeah, it was such a great, great weekend.
Consummate pro and seemingly lovely guy. Is there anyone you're looking forward to this weekend?
Yeah, very much looking forward to this weekend. Great lineup. So.
Yeah, really looking forward to Prodigy, very much so, and Pet Shop Boys. I've been playing them a lot on headphones in the early hours because I wake up really early. And also Green Day, really looking forward to seeing them. I'm really looking forward to the Pretenders, actually.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I want to see them.
Yeah, I'm quite looking forward to Green Day. That's what part of my childhood really is coming.
I think everybody's looking forward to see Green Day.
Yeah. So, yeah, come on down 64 High Street, Newport. Looking around, there's shirts, there's posters, photos from the 60s Festival through to today, a film that's showing, and a shop.
We do have a shop that is selling t-shirts and posters from the previous festivals and official merch. So if you want one of the t-shirts, if you don't manage to get one of the festival t-shirts this year, you can come down to the shop and we should have some posters and t-shirts. So. Yeah.
Amazing. Well, I'll leave it there. Thank you very much, Joe and Connor.
Thank you.
Thank you, Karen. Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.